What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason builds a house of cards while we do the podcast.
Quiet, David. Don't move. Yes! No! No!
Wow, these intros are getting really elaborate. All right, roll the intro music.
The Guinness Book of World Records, the house of cards.
Intro music.
$6,000.
Why isn't the guy rolling the intro music? What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jason. Oh, shit.
I'm Javid.
Damn it.
I'm Javid.
No, fuck no. This voice you're listening to, this crispy, smooth voice, is not Jason. It's David Dobrik. I'm the young one of the group.
This is Jason. Also fairly young.
Jason's 45
years old. Ask me how old I am.
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 19. Oh,
you don't look 19.
Yeah.
You got pretty wrinkly skin for a 19-year-old, dude.
I was in the war.
You were in the war?
Yeah.
What age did you go to the war?
The war of the sexes.
The what?
The war of the sexes.
What does that mean?
I was during the 70s. Shit, I just gave myself away.
World War I. Jason, that was a... guys, so we just got back from the big game.
There was a big game on Sunday, but since David and I were being paid to be at the big game, we're not allowed to say the phrase "big game." This is a common thing in brand deals, right?
We're allowed to say the phrase "big game,"
but if you're working in advertising, okay. if you're a company that does not have exclusive rights to this game, be it a big baseball game or a big football game,
we're allowed to say "big game."
What?
We're allowed to say big
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I know.
Not allowed to say the other word.
I know, and I think it's just so funny how all weekend long we were like, you know.
So, guys.
Are you ready for the big game?
There is a big game. There were people playing against each other. I don't even think we're allowed to use the word teams. But
yeah, we can't even say the teams that played.
We can't say the teams.
I'll give you a hint, though. It was on Sunday.
Okay.
The guys had helmets on.
Yes.
And tight pants.
Perfect.
One of the teams was from the East
Hardcore
Coast.
Hardcore ballet.
No. Warmer.
No, damn it.
Close.
One of the teams was from the East Coast.
And the other team was from the East Coast.
Yeah. And Jason's from one of the places.
Boom. I'm from one of the places, but we don't want to get, you know, any kind of lawsuit or anything.
And they were playing some kind of a sport. We're not allowed to say what it was or anything, but we went to the big game. Bottom line.
And the game was big. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was an important game.
It was a good game.
There was a lot on the line. And it was a big game, man.
We, at the big game, guys, I really hope at this point you know what we're talking about or else you're going to be really confused. We genuinely aren't allowed to say the other word for it. But we got really good seats. Like, we got seats inside a box. And we looked it up online. They're like, it's $400,000 to get a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. So it's like, I don't know, $20,000, $30,000 ticket a person. So...
great seats.
So we got hooked up for those.
Did you like the game? Did you like the big game?
I loved it. this is unrelated, or maybe it's related. The Eagles ended up winning the big game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Eagles won the big game.
In Philadelphia, there were a bunch of riots, which I this is so difficult to talk around it without fucking up, but there were a bunch of riots, and you saw everything. Mm-hmm. It's funny, in Chicago, like, you know, when someone wins some kind of a sporting event, mm-hmm. like when some team wins the World Series, for some reason it's customary to destroy your own city.
Yeah,
which is kind of, I guess it's kind of cool, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense. Like, it's kind of,
you'd
like,
think the losing team would destroy the city.
Yeah,
they'd be angry.
Yeah, from now on, if you lose a big game, you have to go and destroy all the shops in your city. Yeah, yeah, that's funny. It's the team that wins.
It could be the
destroys
other.
Your city. And it's to the point where it's getting kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, there's I was watching videos. There's people eating horse shit off the ground. Did you see that video?
No.
There was a guy who was like being egged on by all his friends, and there was horse shit on the ground.
You mean your videos?
Yeah,
my
videos.
David's vlog?
I wish I was there.
I did that.
He put his face in horse shit and ate
he
it.
He did?
Swallowed it.
That doesn't sound too awful. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's destroying the city.
No.
You're just saying separately.
Oh, no, but then he lit a hospital on fire. No, but it is kind of crazy, I guess.
I think it was ridiculous that they gave Justin Timberlake such hell at the big game.
They gave Justin Timberlake.
What do people want? I saw this woman.
Justin Timberlake was the halftime show.
And I turned on Good Morning America the next day, and the woman's they throw this to them and they go, "What did you think, Carol?" And Carol's like, "I don't know. It didn't really do it for me."
Wow.
Fuck you, Carol. Didn't do it for you?
Could you imagine that shit? Like, after I post a vlog, there's people being interviewed about it, and they're just like, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
That would destroy me.
But he trained probably for 2 months.
Yes.
He choreographed that, and it was good. But I don't understand. What do people want with the Super Bowl?
Can I play devil's advocate?
Please.
What did you just say?
Oh! God, I have to edit it. Damn it.
Just leave it in. Just leave it in.
Man, I really wanted to try to do it and not say it.
I'll play devil's advocate. I think Justin...
The Super Bowl, the bowl in the kitchen that I always use for salads.
Oh, yes.
My Super Bowl.
That's the best one.
You can put anything in it.
Really?
All kinds of stuff. Yeah. Salad, chicken.
Here, to be fair about Justin Timberlake.
Please.
I think he did the best that he could have possibly done.
No, he didn't. He could have launched the space shuttle.
He could have done a little better. But I just don't think his music was necessarily fit for the Super Bowl. He is amazing, and I fucking love him. He's incredible music. But it's just like having my content. Like if Disney Channel needed some videos to play on their channel and they picked my videos, it just didn't make sense in my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think he's got a lot of hits. I think
he does.
Dude, he danced up a storm. He was dancing. Yeah, he played piano.
Yeah, but like, I feel like it needs to be someone like Lady Gaga. Like, it needs to be someone like pop, like some huge like club songs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And JT, I feel, is more like a chill vibe kind of guy.
Oh, I don't think it was the songs. I think people wanted to see someone lit on fire or something shot out of the sky.
But I'm saying, yeah, that's what, like, Lady...
Didn't Pink jump off a roof last time?
No, that was the Lady Gaga.
What did she do?
She jumped off the roof, off the ceiling.
And where did she land?
She just landed on a stage. Or like on this, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
In a ball pit?
No, the point is that Justin Timberlake didn't have songs where him flying through the sky would fit.
Yeah.
But Lady Gaga does.
I get your point.
You know, Britney Spears would. You know, like all these like huge pop people would have, like.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Yes, he's big. I don't know. I
hear what you're saying. You're saying
I adore him. I think
he doesn't
best.
Have the songs to cut it for you.
Yeah. I mean,
I just get mad when people.
Bottom line is, I agree with Carol. I don't know if it did it for me. No.
Who's Carol?
I fucking love Justin Timberlake, though. So.
So why are you dissing on him on your podcast?
I told you, I was playing devil's advocate. I was just letting you know what I think people were thinking.
Oh.
But you know what people are also thinking?
What?
Movement watches.
Read the ad now. Now it's time to read the ad. Okay, guys, he's going to read the ad now.
Movement watches. It's pronounced movement.
I got
but
my
it's spelled,
movement watch today.
It's spelled MVMT.
A couple days ago.
I got it a couple days ago, too. It's all black. It's sick. It was founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. The watchmaker's goal is to change the way consumers think about fashion by offering high-quality minimalist products at radically fair prices. With over 1 million watches sold to customers in 160 different countries around the world.
You just said radically like a real Chicago person. Radically.
Movement Watches has solidified itself as the world's fastest growing watch company. Congratulations, Movement Watches.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and it can be hard to find the perfect gift, but Movement is here to take it easy.
Make it easy. If you're saying they're here to take it easy, that means they're not going to... You order a watch, they're just like, it's Valentine's Day. Let's chill out on this order.
I've procrastinated in the past, David, on Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. Doesn't everybody? Doesn't the entire world procrastinate on Valentine's Day?
I got a thing from Trisha today. She already told me. She's like, got to plan something big on Valentine's Day. I go, what is this?
She told you that.
Yeah.
At least she's up front and she's not like playing games with you and you're like, oh, okay, so we're not doing Valentine's Day this year.
Right.
And then you get bit in the ass when you don't
true.
Do anything.
That's true.
That's nice of her. And she's like upfront like that.
She's an upfront lady.
Guys, Trish is Jason's girlfriend. We'll get to this later. You know Movement from their watches. Well, they're back at it and have added fashion-forward bracelets to their collection to fall in love with. There are designs like classic cuffs and trendy barbed wire with finishes like gold, rose gold, matte black, you name it.
They didn't just stop there. Oh, I'm sorry. I cut you off, David.
They start at just $40. I think I want to let people know that.
Yeah, no, you definitely should. It's
they didn't just stop there. Though for Valentine's Day, Movement has beautiful custom Valentine's Day gift boxes featuring a watch and bracelet. This will make a Valentine's Day win super easy.
Movement is now offering custom Valentine's Day boxes featuring a watch and bracelet, and just like their watches, these beautiful bracelets come in a variety of finishes and styles.
Movement bracelets are the perfect complement to a Movement watch, or beautiful to stack and wear on their own. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/views.
Go to mvmt.com/views.
Join the movement, guys. guys. That was Movement Watches.
I have one on my desk.
That's one of our first watch companies, right?
It's the first watch company. So. I like it a lot.
Look, can I just say something real quick?
What?
Watch out, other watch companies.
You're going to give them that for free?
Yeah.
That's good.
Could you imagine they're listening to it and they're like, holy shit. That was fucking amazing.
Your phone's ringing. I think it's them.
No way. Hold on. You answer it.
Okay. Be cool. Okay.
Be cool.
Hello? Movement? Yes. Yes, we are recording the podcast right now. They like it. Yes, it was very clever what David thought of.
Shut up.
You want to pay David $150,000 for the saying to start off?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Would you be into something like that?
Yeah, I'm down.
You would?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and you want to franchise it all across the world?
Okay, no more of
and
this.
Even in Mars?
Hang up. Even in Mars? Don't hang up. Yeah. That's amazing.
You are good with slogans, man.
I am really good.
You'd be a good advertising person.
That's what I wanted to get into if this didn't work out.
Give me an idea.
Give me an object.
Okay.
Like a windshield or something like that, and I'll give you a slogan.
Okay. A windshield.
No, that's something that I didn't mention.
Okay. Hang on. Oh, here's one. Snickers.
No, something that doesn't have one.
Like something that doesn't have one?
Yeah.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Shit.
The movement people are on the phone. Think of something.
What they are?
They want to know. They need to know. If they also represent eggs.
They also represent eggs. Oh shit!
How about eggs? Don't toss them around.
Ah shit! The movement people just hung up and called the police.
Hey, how about that ad at the Super? How about that ad at the big game?
Oh shit!
Snickers.
Yeah, Jason. There was an ad that played during the big game, and it was for Snickers. And what was it? What did it say?
Get your game on.
No. It didn't say get your.
Yeah.
It said get your. No, it didn't say get your game on.
Oh, stay. Keep your head in the game.
No.
It was. Here, I'll look it up. Hold on.
It was like get your shit together or something.
No, it was get your game on. It was like Snickers.
All right. Anyway, there was a Super Bowl. Shit. There was a big game ad that played while we were inside. While we were inside the stadium. And we're just going to get sued right after this.
It's so. Snickers, get your game on. Yeah, that's the phrase.
Oh, it's get your game on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which is so dumb.
It was
because like, when is anyone getting their game on with? When do you eat a Snickers before an athletic competition?
Jason was like,
"Pie."
Hey, Dave, you really got your game on. Did you just eat a Snickers? Yeah. What was your example?
Pie.
Get your game on.
Dave, you just
a slice of chocolate cake. Get your game on,
Dave. You were great today on the court, man. You were killing everybody. You're like,
oh shit,
Jason, 8 for 10.
Jason, our next ad. Look at it.
Oh, what about it?
It's for Snickers.
No, it's not.
I'm kidding.
I mean, look, Snickers has had some good ads. They did the Joe Pesci ad.
Oh, look at you saving your ass just in case Snickers is listening.
Well, I mean, I think, look.
No.
Look, Snickers.
If we're hard on Snickers, we got to be hard on Snickers. This sounds really
I said
bad.
They've had some good ads.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, it was a funny ad. Okay, let's get to the thing that everybody wants us to talk about. Jason.
I'm not talking about it.
No.
I'm keeping it private.
Fuck you.
This is going to be a private. Trisha and I spoke today, and it's going to be a private affair. We're no longer speaking about it.
Yeah?
Yes.
You guys wouldn't be dating if you'd have to keep it private. Okay, here's the thing. Jason has been seeing this girl named Trisha. She's great. She's really funny. She's really out there. She's really outgoing.
Okay.
She also listens to this podcast. That's why I listed 4 adjectives about her.
She's weird, man. She hears everything.
Yeah. If I say one thing, she'll fucking gut me. A couple days ago, they got in a fight. We can say that. We can talk about the fight.
Sure.
It was just like a kind of like a relationship type fight about like, do you love me? Are you just my friend? Whatever. And Trisha made it very clear. This was in my vlog on Monday. She's like, we're not friends. We're just coworkers. And then guess what? Just because this is how the universe works, on Wednesday, my title of my vlog was they're officially dating. So it was about 2 days. They went from being coworkers and not friends to dating.
Right.
Explain that to me. You guys are officially a couple.
Yes, we are. I'm pausing because I'm trying to answer your question. Yes, we are.
She's your girlfriend.
Yes.
If I go to USC with you today and I go make out with that girl, what do you say?
I guess I can't.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all very fast, David. This has all happened in the last couple days, so okay. I hadn't thought about it. I had a real realization today when I was having a relationship fight with her, and I was like, oh God, this is a but it's you like still being in a relationship.
Can I assume something?
What?
You still have Tinder on your phone.
I literally, David, yes, I do. So does she.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's probably still going to use it. Yeah. Are you guys exclusive?
Yes.
You are.
And I haven't talked to her about it, but yes.
So what you think? You seem like you have a gun to your head right now.
Me? Yeah, you put the gun to my head. You're using this for your... You did it yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I was going to make a whole video about it. You got so lucky yesterday.
Why?
You got so lucky to get that scoop yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going to do it on my channel, and I was going to, like, you know...
I love, yeah.
Tell you about
Trisha,
it.
Trisha, we were just sitting in Jason's room, and Trisha goes, Jason, tell him. And I'm like, tell him what? And then I turned my camera on, and I'm like, oh my God, are you guys dating?
Meanwhile, she's already talking and doesn't realize that you're filming.
Yeah, and I'm filming
she's
it.
She's like, I thought we were just hanging out. I'm like, you're with David. He's going to turn his camera
and
on.
And then Jason says, yeah, we're dating. And then he's just like, God damn it, Trisha, I wanted this for my clickbait.
But it was more than that. It was like it went back and forth where it looked like I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Like I was hiding something, but she was like, say it. She kept pushing me.
Yeah, I mean, and then you said it.
Fucked us both.
And I linked both of your channels.
You did?
I put in the description, I put follow Jason and Trisha's love journeys, and then I put Jason and Trisha's channel.
David, you are so sweet. I'm sorry.
It was worth getting in a relationship after all.
No, I'll be honest, David. I went.
Yeah, how did this all come about? How are you guys dating?
Okay, so Wednesday.
Guys, I know this sounds like a joke, but Jason has a serious girlfriend now.
Yeah.
Like, it's it. Like, yeah. This isn't like an act. This isn't like Jake
clickbait.
Paul and his girlfriend, like, you know, getting married. This is it.
Yeah.
They're dating.
Yeah, and I think that's okay.
Why are you, asking me for reassurance?
No, I'm...
That's fine, right? David, tell me it's fine.
No, it's just really hard because, like, today... Okay, this is what happened. So Wednesday, okay, we went to Hawaii.
Okay.
We had a great time.
Yeah. Like,
the best time of my life.
100%.
Easily.
Yeah,
do you want me to make this short or long?
No. Just go. Keep it at your own pace.
Okay. It was the best time. We really had a good... And then you came, and that was even fun. And, I mean, obviously, that was fun, but she even thought that was funny. So that's like, wow, that's a pretty cool girl.
I showed up. This was the time I showed up to shoot him with a paintball gun. Yes.
Yeah, like, so a lot of the comments, if you read them, were like, can't believe David ruined Trisha's vacation. Trisha thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, some people were like, why did he show up at the vacation?
Like, Trisha thought it was hilarious. She begged you to stay.
Okay, yeah.
So we just had a great time. And then came home, and I said, all right, I got a couple days, and then I got to go to the big game.
Yeah.
Right? So I said... talked to her on Wednesday. I said, we talked a little bit. Yeah. Good to see you, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, Wednesday night, I said, oh, what are you doing tomorrow? I'd love to see you before I go. She said, well, I have a fitting at 11 o'clock. She's very busy.
Yeah.
This girl's successful.
Yeah.
Okay. She's got E! News calling her. She's got all kinds of stuff going on. I said, oh, okay, no worries. So then came around, and then she texted me at like 1 o'clock or something. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, well, and you, I'd made plans with you. I said, well, let me ask David. Hold on, because he's here. But you hadn't told me what we were going to do. You just told me that we're going to shoot.
You told her that we were just filming.
We're working, like we always do.
Yeah.
You know, like it or not, we spend every day together.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
I like it.
Definitely or not. It's 100%.
You're such a fucking dick.
It's 100% on the or not side.
I like it. I like working with David.
Yeah, whatever.
Fuck you. So then I walked into the room and I said, what's the plan for today? And you go, oh, we're going to shoot with Heath at 3:15.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay, cool. And I texted her back and I said, I can't. I told David I'd shoot with Heath.
Blah, okay.
Blah, blah. Well, then that was it. It was fucking gloves off. She was so upset.
Because you were choosing me over you guys.
Choosing you. And I was going away with you for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, we're not boyfriend, girlfriend at this point.
Yeah.
But in her defense, you know, she has feelings and I'm in and out.
Yeah.
Right? That's not fair.
It's not fair.
To do to someone.
Yeah.
I'm learning. So, and then I said.
I'm learning.
I said.
45. Had a 15-year-long relationship with a woman. Had two kids with her. Believe me, I'm learning. I just got my driver's license. It's a little hard to balance both. Okay, yeah, you're learning. Sorry.
I'm learning. Well, that's why I'm divorced, David, because I'm not good at this shit.
Okay.
Fucking. So then I said, I even said, oh, do you want to come with us? Because yeah. You're always down for her to come. And she just went off the handle.
And it just started a big fight.
Said the most horrible things she could have ever said to me. Like, you suck David's dick for views.
Oh, I say that all the time.
And all this shit, whatever. So in her defense, she was upset.
She was mad. Who cares?
She was mad.
Can I cut it off right here in the middle?
Yeah.
And come back to it later after I ask you about online dating? Because chances are you've run into lazy text messages, dead-end conversation, and random matches that don't turn into dates.
Yeah.
You can get to know someone just by looking at their picture. Or you can't get to know someone by looking at their picture. Let me tell you that.
eHarmony was great when I went on there. I talked to a couple of girls.
Are you still talking to those girls?
No, I'm not talking to those girls. What's up with you? Why are you always trying to catch people cheating?
eHarmony's unlike many other dating sites. eHarmony takes steps that other dating sites don't in order to find you a more compatible match. Unless you're Jason Nash.
Where does it say that?
I made that one up.
They are built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships, not a shallow hookup site.
They have helped over 1 million people find their perfect match.
eHarmony uses years and years of science data and psychological research to send you the right matches.
eHarmony brings compatible people together. There are plenty of hookup sites out there. This is not what they are.
Right now,
that is not what they are.
Right now, our listeners can get a free month with eHarmony when they sign up for a 3-month subscription. You're going to get a free month, David.
All you got to do is enter code VIEWS at checkout. Seriously.
Totally
stop
amazing.
Waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love. eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started. Enter our code VIEWS at checkout.
Ooh.
That was sexy.
eHarmony is a great site, actually. They actually, you take all these tests and it really pinpoints the right person.
100%.
So definitely check that out.
It's very important.
Yeah, it's not
now,
just like
let's dive
site.
Right back into it. You guys are having an argument. I even talked to you guys about this argument.
Yeah.
And then you guys go and you guys have a conversation. You guys go get coffee together. And then what do you guys...
Well, no, then I didn't talk to her for 6 days.
Okay.
When I was at the big game.
Wow. So
big
for six days, you guys weren't talking to each other.
5 days. Yeah.
That's a big break, especially for a new relationship.
Yeah, we weren't in a relationship.
I know, but for a new, God damn it.
And
so then you guys got back together.
Yeah, and then at the big game, she called me. And I was sitting next to you.
Yeah.
She was going to show me her two friends that were having sex, but I didn't pick up.
Yeah. So we were. This is funny. We were at the big game with some executives, some important people at the company we were working with. And important celebrities around us too.
Yeah.
And Trisha called Jason, and I guess he just didn't see a ring, or he didn't.
No, I saw it, and I just didn't pick up because I was like,
because there was people there, and you didn't want to have like a long 30-minute conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thankfully, he didn't pick up because Trisha later told him that she was FaceTiming him just to show him that two of her friends were having sex, and they were right behind her, and they were having sex.
For me.
Just for you.
Yes.
It was two girls, right?
Yes. Well, yes.
It was two girls, and they literally told Trisha, let's call Jason and have sex in the background.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank God you didn't pick up. We would have lost our jobs and been booted out of the big game. Okay. So you didn't call her, but then you called her back later.
The big game. Yeah. So then she texted me, I miss you. And I texted back, I miss you too. I didn't leave her hanging.
Ooh.
Because I didn't want to do that to her.
Did you send her a dick pic?
I sent her a picture of Todd's dick, yeah.
I miss you. Here's something to hold you over for the next couple of days.
Anyways, that's it. Then, whatever. That's it. So, yeah, now we're dating. That's long story short.
Okay, you skipped the whole part. Where...
Yeah, yeah. Well, then I started talking to her, and then I sort of missed her, and then I definitely missed her, even though she was a jerk. And then...
Okay, can I be real with you?
Sure.
Do you feel like you were guilted into the situation? Or do you honestly... Do you want this relationship? I feel like fucking Dr. Phil.
Yeah, you sound very Dr. Phil right now. No, I feel like I want to try, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I really, 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 really enjoy her company.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
I do too.
She's nonstop fun.
Yeah, she's great.
So, but she's, you know, we'll see.
And then in the car, we were in the car coming from Olive Garden. And
oh, yeah. Oh, and then she rolls into town. She's like, she pretends like none of it happened. Like, she didn't say all these horrible things about me, which is fine, you know? And then, but then she apologized.
To be fair, she said horrible things, but like they were, you know, they weren't like, she was, you know, she was in her own right to say those things.
No, she didn't believe any of them to be true.
Oh, she later, she was just like,
yeah, she's like, I didn't mean any of that.
I
She called me on, you know, she called me all kinds of names and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Piece of shit. I hate
Come
you.
Come on, that's right on that.
Yeah, you're right.
I think she meant, I think anybody would mean that. No, but then we took a family trip to Olive Garden. It was me and my two parents, Trisha and Jason. And when we were leaving, I was like, so Jason, is Trisha allowed to see your kids yet? Is she allowed to meet your kids yet? And Jason goes, nope, not yet.
Right, which I thought you asked was, has she met them yet? And I said, nope, not yet. That was what I heard you say.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But that's what he said. He said, nope, not yet. And Trisha got so mad. And I was sitting in the back of the car
because
I let them drive. And I felt so, so uncomfortable because then they just started fighting.
You instigated it. Don't say you felt uncomfortable. You started the whole thing.
Of course, I started the fight.
But why do you start fights? Why do you instigate? Why don't you fucking keep your mouth shut?
I didn't know it was going to be that bad.
When are you?
I thought it was going to be
that bad. You know it's going to be bad. It's Trisha.
From now, I know. Now I know that I have to be more careful. But
dude, you do that all the time. You fucking light little fires around people.
Yeah, that was sick.
You're the worst. Why do you do that?
I don't know.
What if I was with Liza and I was like, I saw David talking to somebody today who was really attractive.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It's fucked up, right? I don't do that.
No, okay. I did it. I didn't think it was going to be.
You know.
No, I didn't know it was going to be so huge.
You
Jason,
know.
I was sitting in the back and I was like.
David, you know to not ask a question like that.
It's funny because Trisha was like, what did you mean by that? And then I go, yeah, Jason, what did you mean by that?
Oh, and you fucked me last night. She told me.
Ew, I didn't have sex with you.
You screwed me over last night.
Oh, okay.
She said you were all talking.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't get to go last night, but you were all talking, and then Trisha was kind of like,
I fucked you over last night?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to.
No, and you know what? Trisha's so cool that she told me about it.
What did I say?
She got my back.
What did I say?
She said, I guess someone was talking like, so what happened with you and Jason or whatever? And Trisha's like, yeah, you know, I got a little mad at him, whatever. And then, you know, and I you know, she was like, I didn't really have anything bad I could have said about him. And then you go, well, you could have said that he led you on. You know, and that he was just kind of playing with your emotions.
I was doing that to help you.
Oh, go ahead. Explain that one.
Okay. So Trisha said this. Trisha said, I was so mad at Jason that I wanted to expose him.
Right.
And I wanted to like say a bunch of bad shit about him. She wanted to make a YouTube video about him.
Yeah.
But then she said, I couldn't because I couldn't think of anything bad to say.
Right.
And I told her that. I told her the one bad thing to say about you. Because I wanted to say it before she could say it. I'm serious. This is 100% serious.
You wanted to say it before she could say it?
Yes.
Why
I wanted
to
say it. Well, you could say he led you on. Because I didn't want her to think about it first. And this is some fucking weird shit, and I'm being honest with you. I said a bad quality about you so she wouldn't find out the bad quality about you first.
What's the bad quality about me?
It's the fact that you may have led her on. And listen, Carly and I were talking about it before, and we're like, what if Trisha makes an exposing video about him?
Right.
And Carly's like, well, I guess she could twist it in a way and say that he led her on.
Yeah.
And that's why I told her, I'm like, well, you could twist it and you could manipulate your audience into thinking that he really led you on. Right. And I said that because if she ever did expose you and say that you led her on, I can say that I showed her, and I even said it on camera. Do you know what I mean?
Right, I was
doing it just to get your back.
Oh.
It's very fucking backwards minded.
You're too savvy for me.
It's like when you have to take the flu shot and you get a little bit of the flu to prevent the big flu.
Well, thank you, David, for getting my back.
I also total you're a fucking bitch.
Thank you for getting way too involved in my relationship.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know if any of you guys followed that.
I followed it.
It was a little hard to follow. But anyway, now you guys are dating. You guys are happy in a relationship.
Now I'm bummed out about this podcast.
Why?
I don't want her to listen to it and be mad or something.
Why would she be mad?
Because we did a whole. Did I say anything bad?
No, this is all honest stuff.
It's all up in the open, right?
It's all on the table.
I love you, Trish. That's it.
Whoa.
There you go.
Is that the first time you said it?
First time I've ever said it, yeah.
Do you actually?
On this podcast, I saved it for here. She's been saying I love you for weeks. So I go, not yet.
You wait till February 8th.
This podcast sweeps.
So do you mean it?
Yeah, of course I love her.
Okay, well, guys, that's all the time we have for Trisha conversations.
Let's.
I'm happy for you guys. I hope you guys last a long time. If you guys get married again, that'd be fucking wonderful. I'm rooting for you. I really am.
Thanks.
You know how it's going to be easier to keep the relationship going, though?
What?
If you use Beachbody On Demand.
Man, we're really doing the ads tonight. I kind of feel bad.
It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective world-class workouts, personalized to meet your needs. Beachbody On Demand also includes extensive nutritional content, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Beachbody On Demand is a total package to help you become the total package this year. I've been trying to get the Beachbody for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that you've been experimenting with Beachbody On Demand, and I think I'm about to switch over.
I have been doing some of the workouts that they said, that they've told me about. I definitely feel better. I've been doing them before Hawaii. I took a little break, and then I did one this week.
I've been running. Did
yes.
I tell you?
Yes.
I'm 8 days in a row now.
It's so weird. You run at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
That's odd.
I run at random times. Sometimes it'll be 7 a.m. or 3 a.m.
Okay.
Those are my two times.
What are you running now? A mile?
No, I run like a mile and a half too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
In 15 minutes?
I'm really happy. Yeah, 15 minutes.
You must be sprinting.
Thank you.
That's amazing, David. Beachbody On Demand is convenient. Accessible on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. No need to go to the gym or schedule a class. Everything is right there on your personal device.
Traveling, you can do the workouts in your hotel room.
I did them in my hotel room in Chicago at the big game. Nope. I mean, where were we?
We were in Minnesota.
Isn't it funny when you travel a lot, you don't know where the hell you are?
Yeah, it's so tricky.
It's weird.
No time. Beachbody On Demand has workouts that range from 10 minutes to over 1 hour.
Beachbody On Demand has programs for any fitness level.
Workouts range from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, and even dance. There are over 600 different workouts. You can sort by type of workout or favorite trainer.
Beachbody On Demand even has nutritional help. Abs are made in the kitchen.
Beachbody On Demand knows that working out is just part of the equation. That's why they provide comprehensive nutritional plans to help you meet your goals.
Access to information on meal prep, variety of recipes, and simple but proven eating plans.
It's affordable. You can try this amazing program, all 600 workouts and nutritional information for free. Plus, your annual subscription is cheaper than a gym membership. You need to give this service a try. Right now, my listeners can get a free trial membership when you text VIEWS to 303030.
Who are you, Morgan Freeman?
You will get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts. I can't do it. All
That's
the workouts
really
and nutrition information free. Just text VIEWS to 303030. Thank you, guys. And that's our third ad of the day. Holy shit. Racking in the money. So much of it. I was told actually by someone to not talk about how much money we made.
Oh, yeah. Who told us? Who said you were being gauche the other day?
It was someone's husband said it. And so I'm not allowed to talk about how much money I'm making. And I want to make things very clear that I made $3,000 on my last YouTube video. Because whatever that person said, I didn't take it into account.
Oh, so you're going to continue to brag about how much money you have.
And no, I actually didn't make $3,000. I made $200 because it was demonetized.
Yeah, David's got some stuff going on with YouTube. You know, he doesn't make as much money as you think on
matter.
These videos.
We don't need it. We don't need
these videos are hot videos. They're lit. No. Fuck them. Hey, listen.
Don't say fuck them. Who are you saying fuck them
the
to?
The audience. I'm telling the audience to fuck.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys. Listen
fuck
up.
The audience.
No, I love the audience.
No,
you should be getting paid more for sure.
I did a mukbang with Trisha the other day.
I watched it today.
Did you like it?
I thought it was so funny.
We did a mukbang, which is basically you drive through, you get food, and you eat it in front of the camera, and it's unedited for 20 minutes. It's just us eating food, and it's fucking great. And someone commented saying, you can tell David never eats, and he's genuinely happy this time around because he's eating for content. And it's true. I was so happy because I was eating for work. Like, it felt
right.
Good because I'm like, oh, I'm not actually like eating junk food right now. I'm doing it to get this video done.
You're doing a job.
Yeah, I'm working.
So there was no guilt. Do you have a lot of guilt when you eat?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's surprising. Yeah, I would think you just eat whatever you want.
You think that
you're 21.
When you're as sexy as me, I would just eat whatever I want.
Yeah, when you've got a nice tight butt like you.
Okay.
Do and then those abs and that beach body, that
keep
beach body
it, keep
body.
Keep in mind, you're 45. And
hey
we
man,
make comments like that. And
listen,
make
my young girlfriend and I, we swing a bunch. You know,
how old's your girlfriend?
How old is Trish?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy. I don't even like to say it.
19?
No, she's not 19.
She's 30.
I think she's 29.
That's amazing. That's really young. Good for you.
Yeah, it's you know what's great. I said today was like if I had a 29-year-old girlfriend, people would be like, well, you know, she's obviously after him for the money. But that's not true.
It's backwards.
Yeah, it's totally backwards.
Yeah, does she pay when you
So they must
dinner?
Be like, wow, I guess she really likes him.
Who pays?
Because he's broke.
Who pays when she goes out to dinner or when you guys go out to dinner?
We switch off.
Who eats the most when you guys go out to
well,
dinner?
Well, the thing is I'll pay, too. But then she'll go into like a really expensive place. And I'm like, I'm not going in there. And then she'll pay.
Oh, and then she'll pay.
Yeah, we went to the Polo Lounge today.
Really?
Yeah, you should go there. It was fun.
I was just, when we were talking about Beach on Demand, I couldn't help thinking about my gym class.
Did Which
you,
one?
Just in high school. Did you, we did this lame fucking thing. It was called,
Beach Body on Demand.
No. I said we did this lame thing in
gym. No, I know,
class.
But you quoted the ad. I wanted to get the ad right.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Beach Body on Demand. And we did this lame thing in gym class where every Tuesday we would have to do, CV testing. Do you know what that is?
What is that?
We'd have to put like a heart rate monitor strapped to our chest.
Yeah.
And we'd have to have our heart rate above 160 for 25 minutes.
Holy
and that's the only
shit.
That's the only way we'd get an A for the day. And it got so bad that so many people were slacking off at our gym class and they weren't getting their heart rate up. They were just fucking goofing off that we had to wear the heart rate monitor every day. Every day.
What?
So we wore it every day. So every day we would have to get our heart rate up over 160 for 25 minutes. And that's not the hard part. The gym class was the fucking Olympics for me.
Really?
I mean, I busted my ass. I came out pouring in sweat.
Really?
Like, there was not a game I didn't fucking... Yeah, I'm super competitive, so there's...
Do you shower after?
No. No showers.
Why not?
I didn't care. I always liked myself after sweating a lot. I feel like I always look
don't
better.
Don't you smell?
I just sprayed on a bunch of like Old Spice.
Oh yeah, David will do this thing in the car when we're like really working really hard. He'll just grab the cologne when he's overworked
and
he'll
just
be like,
pour it on my body.
Because like someone will invite him to an event and he doesn't really want to go to the event, but he's gonna go just because he might get some content.
Yeah,
so you need to have time to take a shower, so he'll just cologne it up.
But yeah, we did that bullshit and we had to wear it around our heart and it sucked because you couldn't run with it because it was really tight on your body and if you moved too quickly, it would fall off.
How is it strapped to you?
It goes around your body, ties around your back
and
your chest. It sucked. And it was hooked up to a watch that you had to like pair every time you did it. It was fucking awful.
What happened if you go below 160? You start again?
No, you can go. It just doesn't count. It'll go, okay, you have eight minutes of, like, let's say it's at 8 minutes that you've been over the heart rate. If you drop below 160, it won't add to your 8 minutes.
I don't even know. Is 160 like, is that like panting, like dying?
It's not panting. It's working out.
It's working out.
Yeah. It's really cool. And it would have been a lot easier if we all had Apple Watches.
Yeah.
But
what if you were overweight and couldn't do it?
No, if you're overweight, it's easier to do it because your heart rate goes up. It's equivalent to your body.
If you're overweight,
it's easier. You don't have to.
Wyatt says he's been getting scored on how fast he runs a mile.
Yeah.
So literally in gym class. He did great.
They did that to us too. It's not.
But what if you can't run a 10-minute? Like,
well, that's the thing. In my gym class, they wouldn't grade you on. They wouldn't grade you. They wouldn't give you an A if you got an eight minute mile. They would grade you on your improvement. So the more you improve, the better your grade gets.
Oh,
I don't know. Did you try in gym class?
I mean, no. We just had fun. We didn't have to try.
That wasn't it.
It's like
I had a blast.
Kickball.
Like we had like water polo. We did. Like,
you had water polo?
Yeah, we did all kinds of sports.
Is water polo like impossible to play?
The best. It was one of my favorite things.
How do you stay afloat? Easily. Could you stand?
No, you don't stand. It's in a deep pool.
No, I know, but I'm assuming that I would think that maybe they'd let you stand. Like,
No.
Yeah, so it's really hard then,
no,
right?
No, you have to float. It's a very hard sport. It's the best.
Freaking hard sport.
Speaking of hard sports, beach. No, I'm kidding. No more ads. Yeah, we read too many ads today, but we really appreciate all the ads.
What's next, Dave? What's the next trip you're taking?
Well, before I go into one more story I have for the podcast.
You want to plug some merch?
No, I don't want to. Buy merch. Too much Scotty merch is back. But okay, you know the last podcast we said that if you fill out the survey, you win an Amazon gift card, and I called bullshit that you're probably not going to win anything. And turns out Josie Reyes won the Amazon gift card for doing the survey. So shout out to her,
Josie Reyes. Yeah.
Can I tell you this? This is what happened the other day.
Please.
I went to Minnesota. We were all in Minnesota.
I was there.
Alex is from Minnesota.
Yes.
And I visited him in his hometown. This is I'm telling you, this is gonna sound like I'm exaggerating it, but it's not. I went to his mom's house. I love his mom. I met her before. She's great. And I said, "Hi, how are you?" And within 3 minutes, I'm still standing in the doorway. I go, "Where's Mr. Ernst?"
Yeah.
And she looks at me with almost like a robotic smile. Like I just shut down a robot and it's like powering down.
Yeah.
Just like tilted her head and smiled at me. And I look at Alex, and no one's saying anything. And I'm like, I just said, like that's all I said. And I fucking shit you not, 14 seconds. No, okay. Like 8 seconds, 8 solid seconds, like one, two, three, 8 seconds go by until I'm like, okay, no one's saying anything. So I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Did he pass away? And then I shit you not, another 4 seconds go by, like 4 solid seconds. And Alex goes, yeah, he passed away. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't have any idea. And he's like, no, he didn't pass away. He didn't even go like, nah, I'm just kidding. Hey. He went, no, he didn't pass away. They're just divorced. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Because it wasn't like, oh, I got you. We both got you. Like, they weren't playing a prank on me. It was just genuinely uncomfortable. And Alex is such a shy person
right. That
he didn't want to say anything. And then after we got in the car, I'm like, Alex, what the fuck was that? what was going on in there? Why didn't you tell me your parents were divorced? And he's like, I don't know, man. I thought my mom was going to say something. Dude.
How long have they been divorced for?
I don't know. A couple years.
Oh, okay.
This isn't like a... Dude, the way it felt in there, it felt like they had Mr. Ernst hanging by a rope in the basement. Like, that's the type of tension I was feeling. And I'm like, fuck. And then we went to a bar, and Mr. Ernst ended up actually showing up at the bar, and he's a fucking great dude. Both of his parents are great.
Good.
But it scared the shit out of me. It made me feel so uncomfortable. You know what also scares the shit out of me?
Ending a podcast. Yeah.
Holy shit. Gives me the fucking shivers.
I'm sorry. I hope you can get through this.
That's it for today's podcast. Sorry, all it was telling you guys about Jason's new girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm sorry if that was boring, guys.
I'm sorry that Jason's sex life is boring. This is
I'm doing the best I can.
He hasn't had a girlfriend in fucking 8 years. let us dedicate one goddamn podcast.
Yeah, come on, give me a break, audience.
No, but guys, make sure to go buy the Too Much Scotty merch. It's back on sale for 1 week only until Valentine's Day.
Nice.
And
I got merch. Go on FanJoy next to David's merch. Go grab it. And I got vlogs, and I got that's it.
Go check us out. We're going to be everywhere. We'll see you guys next week for our next podcast. Guys, tweet us topics you want us to talk about, because I'm literally down to talk about anything. If you want to talk about abortion again, I'm fucking all in. Just let us know.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you guys later. This has been a Views Podcast, and my name is Jeff. Bye.